From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Protests in the Middle East. Palestinian protesters angered by President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. With more from Jerusalem, here's Robert Berger for VOA.
If you weren't aware of that until yesterday, you are now. But we've been aware of it for 3,000 years.
That was Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister. He says Jerusalem is Israel's capital. Now, here's Robert Berger.
Palestinians took to the streets to protest President Trump's change in policy on Jerusalem. They burned Israeli and American flags while shops and schools were closed in a general strike. At flashpoints in the West Bank, stone throwers clashed with Israeli troops who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. In the Gaza Strip, protests were organized by the Islamic militant group Hamas. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh called for a third Palestinian intifada or uprising. Fearing an escalation, Israel is beefing up security forces in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and along the Gaza border. Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital has sparked anger across the Arab and Muslim world. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said Trump's plan is tantamount to the U.S. abdicating its peace mediator role.